Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, Steve Cypress here, Foundation Friday, October 27th, 2017. And if I'm a little hoarse, it's because it's been a crazy day of travel. I was hanging out with friends and clients at the Renaissance Hotel in downtown Cleveland last night. Looked down and said, oh, it's 11 o'clock already, and I need to be out of here at 4 a.m. because I had a 6 a.m. flight to here in sunny and beautiful Orlando, Florida. So I'm a little under the weather, wear and tear-wise, but it is an exciting event here, Todd Brown's MFA Live. And this is a spectacular place here. If you haven't been to a Gaylord Hotel, they have the atrium with the all different levels and the waterfalls and all kinds of trees and whatever, and so it's very cool. Figured this would be a good spot to talk to you about sales versus marketing. So Rich Sheffrin was the first speaker this morning, and he spoke, not yesterday, but the day before, at the last event I was at in Cleveland, the GKIC Info Summit. Now he's here at Todd Brown's MFA Live, pretty much giving the same talk. And one thing he brought up is the quote, well known to followers of me. I had a poster up in the room at over 300 events that I hosted over the years. It's Peter Drucker's quote, the famous business consultant, who said the goal of marketing is to make selling superfluous. And yet, small business owners and entrepreneurs are almost always doing way too much selling and way little marketing. In fact, when they read that quote or when I say that to them, like blank looks come over people's faces, and maybe that's you, like, what are you talking about, selling superfluous? Well, Rich said it the other day, and he said it again today, and I figured it's a good foundational tip, so I'll bring it to you, that there is a time for selling. See, the idea of what Peter Drucker is saying is, if your marketing is really good, you don't need to sell. You just need order takers, right? So like McDonald's, fantastic marketing, TV commercials, print, on and on and on. People come in and they don't have to sell. There's nobody behind the counter saying, hey, what do I got to do today to get you into a cheeseburger? Like, hey, you know, all they got to do is say, what do you want? What number? Do you want fries with that? Like, not, do you want the greatest fries in the world with that because they're brown and they've been in the oven for 32 seconds and they got just the right amount of... No, there's no selling at all. It's just order taking. That's because the marketing is fantastic. That's a low ticket sale. Maybe you're thinking, I have something much more complex to sell. Maybe you have something to sell that's $1,000. And you're thinking, so, of course you got to sell if it's something to $1,000. Well, how about an iPhone... Whatever the newest iPhone I heard, it's like $1,000. Well, if you go to an Apple store, you've been there, you see any sleazy salespeople like on a used car lot? No. You don't see the salespeople in the Apple store. You see the order takers. You walk in and they go, which phone do you want? Which plan do you want? I'll explain the plans if you want. But I don't have to sell you on, oh, iPhones are good. You've pre-sold. By the time you walk in the door at the Apple store, you're walking in because you've decided, I want to get a new iPhone, period, because the marketing is fantastic. There's a reason that Apple is like one of the richest, most valuable companies in the history of mankind, and that's a big reason they're marketing. So, as Rich pointed out, there's a time for selling, and the time for selling has one purpose. The point of selling is to overcome status quo bias. That's how Rich put it. To overcome status quo bias. What does that mean? That means people that just want to do nothing and stay the same. Hey, thanks for the likes. Bob Donnell is here. Wow, fantastic. Great seeing you, Bob. And Phil Brakefield is here. So that's when you got to sell. So let's say somebody came into the Apple store and was looking around, and somebody behind the counter said, which one do you want? And they said, you know, actually, I'm not totally sure if this is so much better than the phone I already have. The status quo. I'll just stay the same. And at that point, a little selling needs to be done. At that point, the person might ask some questions, because that's how you do selling effectively. You ask questions. Well, what do you use it for? Do you need a lot of storage? Do you take a lot of photos? Did you know the camera's so much better, or the battery lasts longer, or it's lighter, or it's faster? Obviously, as you can tell, I know nothing about the new Apple phone or why someone would buy it or someone wouldn't, but you would think that the clerk in the store would. So here's the point. The business owners, almost universally, are doing way too much selling. You're placing ads that say something like, Joe's Heating and Air. And then your phone number. And maybe a few bullet points of like, we do heating and we do air. We do boilers and we do furnace, thermostats, and you know. And then the phone rings and you got to do selling. Unless it's an emergency, right? If they call up and they go, heck, my air conditioning stopped working. I called everyone else. They didn't answer their phone. You answer the phone. It's 3 in the morning. It's 100 degrees out. How soon can you get over here? And you don't have to sell. But if they're saying, well, I'm looking to add on put a bedroom down, an in-laws apartment in my basement, and I'm thinking of getting a new air conditioning, a heating system for down there, and I'm thinking about, well, then you've got to do a lot of selling because they're just thinking about it. Wrong. You got to do better marketing so that even when they're in that early stage, they call you and they go, you know what? I've been getting your newsletters, your emails, I watched your videos, and there's no doubt about it. You've convinced me I do need to get a new heating and air unit. In fact, I don't need to get one of those crappy ones. You're right. I need to get one of those high-quality ones. So, how soon can somebody come out? Do you do financing? Do you have any specials? And then very little selling, if any, has to be done because you've done great marketing. So, that's Foundation Friday today, folks. There I am, covering up the camera somehow. To give my arm a rest, the arm will get no rest. The other arm's holding up the camera. But that means it's time to go. And as always, at the end, I will check out the comments, which I can see here on the phone. How cool is this? Bob Donald says, great topic. Thank you very much. I give, of course, none of the credit to me and all to Peter Drucker and Rich Sheffrin. And Phil says, I'd like to... Oh. Phil, I'm too tired to read your comments. I'm cracking up, and I'm going to fall over. I'd like to order an iPhone and a cheeseburger. Yes, it's the Apple, it's the McApple store, where I'll take a number one that comes with a brand new iPhone, and do you want fries with that? Very good. So, the goal of marketing is to make selling superfluous. Almost universally, business owners are doing way too much selling, folks. You know, you're doing way too much selling, and way little effective marketing. If you want some help, come on, hit me up, Steve at Steve Cypress, send me a private message. We'll get you on the right track where you're doing almost all marketing and therefore very little selling and you have systematic profits in your business. I mean, business is not meant to be fraught with stress and I don't know where my next customer's coming from and I can't sleep and I hope this ad works and I can pay the bills. You build it on systems, folks. Systems. And then you can do what you started the business to do for. Have a lifestyle. Have an income. Eventually have a sellable asset or something you can hand over to your kids. I mean, that's what business is really all about. Well, to do that, you need to do fantastic, effective marketing. And by the way, when you hire salespeople, it's another added benefit. People always say, I can't find good enough salespeople. Well, improve your marketing, dude, and then you don't need better salespeople. In fact, you can even pay them very little commission. You can have or no commission at all. If you have really good marketing, fantastic marketing, you can hire any idiot can now say, which one do you want? Or answer the phone and go, yes, yeah, okay, let me check the schedule. We can be out Tuesday at 3 o'clock, or I'll put you in for Wednesday at noon. I mean, do better marketing. You'll save money in all other areas of the business. You'll save stress. You'll make more money. If that's not what you want, then you ought to not be watching my videos anyway. So thanks for being here on Foundation Friday from the beautiful Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center in sunny Orlando, Florida. Beautiful place. Somebody's out on their terrace up there looking over the trees and waterfalls. Very cool. And this big screen TV is up there behind me. How cool is that? All right. So I will be back tomorrow with Success Story Saturday. Thanks for the likes. Ben is here. Thanks for being here. And hopefully I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.